How did you react to the Pro Bowl start?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm, like, happy about it, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I guess the question pops in mind is, like, what are they seeing, really? You know, what are people's motives when it comes to voting? But, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, the only people I truly care about is what my quarterback thinks and what the guys on third, fourth think.
Last year you did make it, David, but you also had All-Pro honors. Is one, because we know that the Pro Bowl thing can be kind of political, does one carry more merit than another?
I think it'd be pretty funny if I was a one-time Pro Bowler but a two-time All-Pro.
I think it's also pretty likely.
Yeah.
How are you looking at, David, I think every year you've been here, you go to the playoffs. That's like normal. Mm-hmm. And not going this, how are you reacting to that?
Obviously, it's new. It's uncharted territory. It, you know, I'm not going to sit here and give a, you know, hoorah story. I mean, it flat out, it sucks. Not a position you want to be in, but I hope, you know, guys in this room, you know, kind of encapsulate this feeling and understand that hopefully this will be the last time that we have to experience this.
David, you've really taken on the leadership role here in the last couple of seasons. So in that role, what is your job these last two games, and will you also be judging your teammates on how they handled this situation the last 2 weeks?
I think, you know, I it just comes down to I expect everyone to do their job. You know, we come here to play football. That's our goal. And, you know, granted, we know that we have two games left, and that's it for the season. But, you know, we have an expectation. We are the Green Bay Packers. We got to go out there and we got to play good fellow Mason football. And I expect every individual to go out there and play to the highest degree to win a football game, because that's what we do. You know, on top of that, you know, you talk about judging or expectation. I mean, that's for the guys upstairs to do. That's for me. I'm just going to go out and play my game. And I think, you know, we'll see guys' characters, who they are, and hopefully if there is any, which I don't intend on seeing, but if there are, you know, hopefully that it's noticed and gets weeded out.
Do you enjoy the challenge? You talk about playing your game, of playing Griffin. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and downplay anybody. I, you know, first of all, I think he's an amazing player. He actually was the top DN I voted for. I go against him twice a year. I have a lot of fun playing him. He's a great competitor. It shows on film. You know, he not only is a very good DN, but he plays hard. He plays to the whistle. And, you know, we have some fun when we match up against each other, and I think he knows it too on his side. So we're going to have some fun.
You're going to have fun lining up wide. Brett kind of hinted there's a new package with you and Spriggs. Maybe we could see a little something different. You been lobbying for anything like that?
I just think, you know, come Saturday night, let them kind of figure out whatever happens, and we'll have fun with it. Just make sure we execute.
David, if without the playoffs, what would a winning record within your division mean to you guys?
You know, I think Coach said it pretty well. You know, we're not here to spite or ruin anyone's season. We just, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We're going to go out there and play good football. And that's, you know, that's our intention. That's my intention.
You talked about giving Brett the time that he needs. He's still searching for a passing touchdown in Lambeau. Is that something that you guys maybe tried to set little goals, even though, unfortunately, the big goals are out the window?
I didn't know that. And to be honest, I just want a touchdown. I don't care. It could be a new style that no one's ever even done before. I just want to put points on the board.
David, Ryan was asking about your season. The one thing you didn't accomplish this year was play all the games. I don't know how important that is to you generally. Just what has the season been like for you and the offensive line as a whole? You kind of went through a lot of different lineups to start the year. It looks like you've kind of settled that down. But what has this year just been like overall?
I mean, it's been like a normal football season. You look at a team, I mean, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs. We had the injury bug definitely strike our room to a point, you know, where our coach is, you know, he's hobbling around. So,
nice.
You know, you can't get away from it. The three guarantees I was always taught the second I got in the league is that you will get taxed, you will get hurt, and you will get cut. You know, frankly, the second one really happened in our room. But it's just kind of whenever you're faced with adversity, it's how you respond. And I think I appreciate the guys I work with. They're men of great character, and that starts from our coach down, and I think we're able to respond really well.
How about Corey? Thanks to the other guys. Just how good has Corey been to share? Obviously, he's heading in that free agency here and having himself in a good spot.
I mean, I can't, you know, I don't think we have enough time for me to talk about how good Corey is. Corey's put himself in a good position to make a lot of money. He's he's a fundamentally sound football player. He's something that he's got strength and he's got smarts. And you couple that with athleticism. I really want him to be around, but you know, we'll see what happens. But I know that whatever happens for him, it'll be the best situation for him.